Well, I was calling the post until a year old. You won't know what's on there in a little bit, and they won't bother you then.
Good, that's... Thank you. I didn't mean for you to do that, Mr.
That's all right. It'll take me just a minute. He's a pup. I always call them pups till they get to be year old.
Uh-huh. Did you say you've ridden a horse much?
Yes, I used to ride a horse a lot when I was a young man.
Had a horse and saddle and a buggy. And
I was going to ask you about this. When you say back to a horse, which way does he go?
His back's up.
How would you say he goes forward?
Say get up, get out of here. You go forward.
Uh-huh.
He learns that just the same as you and me are learning to talk right here.
And you say back and he goes which way?
Back's right up in the harness. They've got britching around their back part of their hitch, you know, hams, and they can, good backing team will back almost as much as they can pull.
They can push, huh?
Yeah, push right backwards, see? It's very important, used to be, that your team was good to back. If you, lots of times you get in places you had to back, you know.
And, let's say something is, 10 or 12 miles down the road, you just say, that's not close, that's a...
We'd say that's quite a ways to where that is, especially in horse and buggy days. It wouldn't be very far now.
And if you're dividing something between people, let's say you and your wife will get one portion, and another portion will go to somebody else, you'll say that's yours and this is
mine. It belongs to my wife here.
And that's yours and this is
my wife's.
Well, it belongs to both of us.
Yes, the wife and I, this part, portion is.
Uh-huh. Would you say ours?
Yes, that'd be all right. My wife and I, either one.
Where did you get a drink when you were out in the fields?
We had a jug that we'd carry water in. Now, a while ago, one thing I thought about that I had never talked to you about, you was wondering where I got a drink. When I was just a boy, you passed right along by this morning and yesterday evening where there used to be an old still house when I was a boy. My father used to go there and get a gallon of whiskey with it on his horse and tie it on his saddle horn and come home with it.
Huh.
You passed right square along by it this morning.
Where was that?
Well, about this way from Flint Creek. You remember crossing the Flint Creek Bridge?
Mm-hmm.
When you come out up there and made that little round and turn there, it's on the right, and there's a house down, if you remember, kind of down under you there, right over to the right of you there. Old Bob Flat still goes
to the
No, there's nothing tall there, but at that time, it's just illegal for him to make whiskey there as it was for somebody to make sorghum molasses somewhere, you know. I suppose he had to pay some kind of a revenue. I don't know about that, but the whiskey was made there, and anybody could go out and just buy 1 gallon or 10 or 15 or 20, whatever he wanted to.
Flint Creek water.
Well, it's Bob Flat still. No, they made real corn whiskey. Right there. Now, we brought that back anyway 60 years ago. That was all when I was just a boy. I'd been 12 years old then, you see. And well, remember that, you see, at that time.
How long would a gallon of whiskey last at a barn raising or something like that?
Not long if there's very many there. No, it wouldn't last long.
How'd they work that?
Or they just set the jug down and tell you there's some whiskey now if you want to drink.
Did the men have cups, or?
No, just drank right out of the jug, all of them. Right out of the jug.